bite.
If you're a person who creates many notes to remind you of tasks to do, you'll appreciate this Leesy Bite, because we're going to talk about a feature appropriately called Leesy Notes. Within the past two audio items, we've discussed creating Leesy texts to reproduce important items later. This involved opening a word processor prior to typing the text. But if you're working on something, maybe you're writing an email or document, there are times when you just want to spontaneously write something down. Maybe it's an idea that you've had for a project that you're working on, and you just need to get a quick note to jog your memory in the future. This is the prime purpose of a Leesy note, although there are others which I'll describe to you. You do not need to open a word processor to create a Leesy note. What you will do is, from any application, press the Leesy key followed by Alt Windows N.
Leesy. Please type your Leesy note, then press Ctrl plus Enter. LeeseyNote.txt Notepad. Edit.
We're now automatically in Notepad, and we'll write the text in the same way that we would usually compose a block of text. I'll type Call John later this afternoon. 09876-54321.
Call. John. Click. This. At space. 09876-54321.
So we have his name and phone number. It's a way of reminding me of what I need to do today. Press Control Enter to save.
Saving. Action on created note dialog. List 1, list view. Copy to clip 1. 1 of 14.
We're now asked what we would like to do with that note. Do we want to copy it to one of the 12 Leesy clips? Let's arrow down.
Copy to clip 2. Copy to clip 3. Copy to clip 4.
Do we want to store it as a Leesy text?
Store as Leesy text 13 of 14.
That is towards the bottom of the list. Pressing Enter on any of these items in the list will cause that action to be carried out, and we already know how to work with those items. If you pressed Enter on the Create Leesy Text item, you wouldn't have needed to go through that process of opening a word processor and copying text to the clipboard, because it's already in place. But the last item is
Store as Note Under Category.
Store as Note Under Category. Recall the substance of this note. We want to call John later today, and in a short while, we'll see how we can view notes under a specific category. So this category might be called Today's Tasks. When we review that category later on, we'll learn about all the things that we still need to do today. Press Enter on this option to move into the category area.
Enter. List of Leesy categories to select for the note dialog. List 1. List view. Create a new category. 1 of 3.
If no categories exist, you're invited to type a new name for it. If you've previously stored notes under categories, as I have, you'll find a list of these. Moving into a category by pressing down arrow and then pressing Enter will cause the note to be filed under the chosen category. At the top of the list, as we heard, is an item Add New Category. And that is what we're going to do now.
Enter Store Leesy Note Under Category dialog. Please enter the category name for the note. Edit.
I'm asked for the category name. I will call it Today's Tasks.
Today's Tasks.
Press Enter to move to the next stage.
Enter Store Leesy Note dialog. Please enter the title of the Leesy Note under the category of Today's Tasks. Then press Enter Edit.
Now we need to give our note a title. This is about John's phone call, so I'll type John Call and then press Enter. The name in this instance should be an abbreviated form of what the note is about, but with enough information to remind you of its purpose.
John Call and Leesy Note John Call saved under the category of Today's Tasks.
The saving process is now complete. Time has moved on, and we need to review the list of tasks still outstanding for today. To do that, press the Leesy key, then Alt Windows L.
Leesy. List of Leesy categories dialog. List 1, list view. Outstanding work on projects. 1 of 3.
We are presented with our list of previously defined categories. Use the down arrow key to locate today's tasks and press Enter.
Today's tasks. Enter. List of leasing notes under the category of today's tasks dialog. List 1 list view. John call 1 of 1.
As you would expect, we now have a list of notes under the category of today's tasks, and there is only one, so I've got an easy day ahead. In a moment, we'll find the note that we want and press Enter to read it to remind ourselves of John's number. But if you change your mind, perhaps you've inadvertently chosen the wrong category, press Escape and you'll find yourself back at the category list.
Escape. List of leasing categories dialog. List 1 list view. Outstanding work on projects. 1 of 3.
Today's tasks is the category that we want, so I will select that and press Enter.
Today's tasks. Enter. List of leasing notes under the category of today's tasks dialog. List 1 list view. John call 1 of 1.
Now select the note regarding John's phone call and press Enter.
Enter. Call John later this afternoon. 0987654321. Press Escape to exit the note.
We can now read the text and call him. Because the note is in the JAWS virtual viewer, we're able to review it one character at a time, making it easier to dial the phone number.
Call John later this afternoon, 0987654321.
A leasing note is all you need to stay on track.
For more information, please visit www.hartgen.org/leasybytes.